This is Brett Gutter coming right back at you. We have number two on my top 10 offensive prospects for this year's upcoming draft. And I'm going to shock you guys with number two. I think you guys are thinking Adrian Peterson here or Jamarcus Russell. But I'm going to go with Brady Quinn here. And here's my reason why. Brady Quinn is ready to come into the NFL and just step into a team and play this year. Jamarcus Russell isn't. Adrian Peterson has a lot of injury issues. And it's harder for, you know, backs to come in the NFL and dominate right away because it gets more physical, it gets a lot faster, and they have to learn the offense. And, you know, Adrian Peterson did not run in a pro-style offense at Oklahoma. He ran in an offense where they put two, three tight ends in there or you know, fullback in motion, constantly blocking for him. In the NFL, you see a lot of single-back offenses. They really spread it out. And you have to learn extensive playbook, and that's why I don't see them there. I see Brady Quinn here, 6'4", 235 pounds, solid frame, impressed everybody with his body at the combine, was an absolute just physical animal on the bench press. I think he set a bench press record at the combine for quarterbacks. Had a phenomenal pro day, but, you know, forget about all that stuff. Brady Quinn, over the past 2 years, has been an animal at Notre Dame. He's put up great numbers under Charlie Weiss. He's really developed his leadership skills, and he's very mentally prepared for the NFL. He does a lot of the same things Tom Brady does. He throws on the move. He throws in the pocket well. Really good with the play action, selling that. Finds an open receiver, you know, checks down on all of his reads. And when I look at him and Jamarcus Russell, I see Brady Quinn, he loves football. Charlie Weiss has said it before. This guy wants to be the best quarterback. He wants to be a great player at the next level. He takes care of his body well. I mean, he's doing sponsorship for EAS. You know, right after he lost to LSU, he flew down to Arizona, started working out at Athletes Performance, came into the combine in great shape. Jamarcus Russell came out of shape like he didn't care. Oh, I'll just go on a fish diet and lose 10 pounds and proceed to my pro day. Sure, Jamarcus Russell did work on his footwork. Brady Quinn has showed a lot of maturity and just drive to be the best. And that's what I love about him. I think he's going to do well wherever he goes, wherever it's Detroit, Cleveland, the Raiders, Minnesota, if somebody trades up and nabs him, the Dolphins if he falls. I think Brady Quinn is going to be a great player in the NFL. He's not going to come out and throw 35 touchdowns and 10 interceptions his first year, but I think he can come in, throw 25 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, a lot of yards, and really be a leader. I think he's a better leader than Jamarcus Russell. I think he has a good attitude. I think he's very good media-wise, and that's why I have Brady Quinn. Watch him. He's going to go a lot earlier than the experts think. He may go number one to the Raiders, or number two as trade bait, number three to the Browns, I think would be a good fit too. Watch Brady Quinn, because he's going to be a great player in the NFL, and that's why he's my number one quarterback, number two offensive prospect for this year's upcoming draft.